morning, neighbor. How are you today? It's time again for Moments of Melody. Suppose that as a father, you said to your son, I'm going to give you a college education. The money is in a certain fund in the bank. It can't be touched for any other purpose. It's there for you. All your expenses for 4 years of college are guaranteed. And there's enough there, even if the costs go up, you'll still have plenty. And then suppose that in a few weeks your son came to you and said, Father, what do I have to do to get my college expenses? You'd look at him astonished and say, Why, nothing. I explained it to you. It's all provided for. And then suppose that in another few weeks he came again to you with the same question, and again and again. Finally, you'd realize that he didn't trust you. He didn't believe that you would do all you said you would do. No matter what else he did to try to please you, his relationship to you would be wrong because he didn't believe you. Furthermore, he could never benefit by the provision you made unless he did believe you and accepted the provision. You know, some people treat God that way. God has provided something far better than a college education. He offers life everlasting as a gift. And yet people still try to work for it. Now we come to the most important time of our program as we read St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. O foolish Galatians, what magician has put a charm on you? For you used to see so clearly all I told you about the meaning of Jesus Christ's death. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by trying to keep the Jewish laws? Of course not. For the Holy Spirit came upon you only after you heard about Christ and trusted Him to save you. Then have you gone completely crazy? For if trying to obey Jewish laws never gave you spiritual life in the first place, why do you think that trying to obey them now will make you a stronger Christian? You have suffered so much for the gospel. Now, are you going to just throw it all overboard? I can hardly believe it. I ask you again, does God give you the power of the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you as a result of your trying to obey Jewish laws? No, of course not. It is when you believe in Christ and fully trust Him. Abraham had the same experience, for God declared him fit for heaven only because he believed God's promises. Abraham believed God. Saint Paul believed God. Men of faith down through the ages have taken God at His word. Don't be like the doubting college boy. Believe and receive all God has for you. He has forgiveness of sins. He has a great salvation. He wants you to be with Him throughout all eternity. Believe Him. Receive the gift of salvation.